Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, your community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning. We're flying solo here in the studio. The Supreme Court upheld President Obama's signature legislation, the Affordable Health Care Act. So this morning we're going to delve into this major political and social victory here on Praise 100.9. This is Praise 100.9's Ron Holland, and we are here in the studio flying solo, and we're going to talk about a very important victory this week for President Obama, which is certainly causing a lot of rancor for some of the folks on the political right. And it's quite fascinating, quite interesting to see how the Republican Party has responded to this particular victory actually given by the Supreme Court of the United States. And it is certainly something to see, something to behold, because President Obama, as you know, scored a major victory with respect to immigration, and now the Supreme Court has upheld his signature legislation. So it was something to behold, to see major networks, their reporters sprinting out in front of the cameras to announce President Obama had suffered a major defeat in the Supreme Court decision, when in fact he was the victor. It was absolutely fascinating, and it was certainly something to behold. But despite all the rancor, despite the boogeyman politics, despite every effort to sully the character of President Obama and his administration with regard to the Affordable Health Care Act, the Supreme Court upheld the president's signature legislation. This is huge, folks. This was huge. And President Obama, in my judgment, has accomplished what no other American president has been able to successfully accomplish or implement, and that is crafting health care legislation that made it through Congress to cover millions of uninsured Americans. That's a huge accomplishment. No other president, none. Nixon couldn't do it. Ford couldn't do it. Carter couldn't do it. Ronald Reagan certainly didn't do it. George H. Bush didn't get it done. And despite every effort by Bill and Hillary Clinton, they couldn't get it done. And if you remember, the Republicans pilloried Hillary Clinton for even suggesting the idea, even advocating the idea of universal health care. The Republicans, if you remember, they scoffed at the idea of having universal health care, and they lambasted Hillary Clinton. I mean, they dragged her name through the mud over this issue. So in many ways, this is a vindication for her as well. And I was certainly excited. And I want you to remember, George W. Bush couldn't get this done either. So this is a major, major, major accomplishment. And for me, it's a major defeat for the Republican Party. Now, of course, they will use this as a rallying cry. But I want you to remember, I want history to record that President Barack Obama passed health care legislation that will enable millions of people to gain access to an industry that has been out of reach for millions of people, that has been unaffordable for millions of people, and in many instances, and in many ways, has been hostile to folks whose very existence posed a financial threat to an industry that has locked millions of people out. And so this is a major accomplishment. And yet, the Republicans have vilified President Obama. They demagogued him. They demagogued this legislation. If you remember all of the arguments, all of the town hall meetings, all of the vitriol, it was absolutely amazing. They hurled every insult, every ridiculous accusation against President Obama. If you remember, they called him a socialist. they accused President Obama of efforting to bring a European style socialist agenda to the shores of the United States. That's what they accused President Obama of doing. It was amazing to watch. It was stunning in many instances, because if you remember some of the photographs and some of the pictures and some of the billboards, vitriolic response to an effort to bring health care to millions of uninsured people, people with pre-existing conditions, folks who were suffering in terms of their health and not having an outlet, and to be honest with you, an affordable outlet to deal with some of their health care issues. And so the Republicans, particularly and especially the far right extremist elements of the Republican Party, the people whom I call Obama bashing bigots, they did everything to sully the president's character. They did everything to besmirch even his very identity. That's what we were seeing. That's what we were witnessing. And of course, because they hate the idea of his being in the White House, they used even the apparatus of the Supreme Court to try to deny his signature legislation, to try to defeat him in any way they could. Hate this president, and because they want to do everything to stop, obscure, and even stymie any success that this president has, in my judgment, been able to articulate and as well as even celebrate, they did everything to stop that. And they will continue to do it. But the Supreme Court has upheld that legislation, and the GOP will become even more rabid of their hatred of President Obama. And that's unfortunate, because the reality is there are millions of people who needed this type of legislation. As you know, people with pre-existing conditions found it extraordinarily difficult to get coverage. So if you were suffering with cancer or some other major disease, and if you if it was a pre-existing condition, there were insurance companies that actually denied coverage. And so this kind of legislation was absolutely required. And it's absolutely amazing some of the things that we heard during the course of the debate over this legislation. Now, here are some key elements of the legislation, which, of course, the Republican Party is doing everything to tarnish the benefits of this historic legislation. And so here are some of the key provisions. Small business tax credits. And of course, this will offer tax credits to small businesses to make employee coverage more affordable. Tax credits of up to 35% of premiums will be available to firms that choose to offer coverage. Beginning in 2014, the small business tax credits will cover 50% of premiums. There's no discrimination against children with pre-existing conditions. This legislation prohibits new health plans in all markets plus grandfathered group health plans from denying coverage to children with pre-existing conditions, effective 6 months after its enactment. And beginning in 2014, this prohibition would apply to all persons. Another provision: help for uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions until exchange is available provides access to affordable insurance for Americans who are uninsured because of pre-existing conditions through a temporary subsidized high-risk pool. And then that became effective in 2010. Another provision begins to close the Medicare Part D donut hole, provides a $250 rebate to Medicare beneficiaries who hit the donut hole in 2010, effective for calendar year 2010. Beginning in 2011, it instituted 50% discount on prescription drugs in the donut hole, also completely closes the donut hole by 2020. And senior citizens in this country are particularly and especially impacted by this. So certainly this is going to be of some benefit to them. Another provision, free preventive care and Medicare, eliminates co-payments for preventive services and exempts preventative services from deductibles under Medicare. It extends coverage for young people up to 26 years old, requires new health plans and certain grandfathered plans to allow young people up to their 26th birthday to remain on their parents' insurance policy at the parents' choice. Help for early retirees. Bans limit lifetime limits on coverage. Bans restrictive annual limits on coverage. Free preventative care under new private plans. New independent appeals process ensures value for premium payments. Community health centers. This is very important. Increases funding for community health centers to allow for nearly a doubling of the number of patients seen by the centers over the next 5 years. That became effective in 2011. So we're already seeing parts of the program being kicked in. Prohibits discrimination based on salary. Health insurance consumer information provides aid to states in establishing offices of health insurance consumer assistance in order to help individuals with filing of complaints and appeals. Holds insurance companies accountable for unreasonable rate hikes. This part of the provision creates a grant program to support states in requiring health insurance companies to submit justification for all requested premium increases, and insurance companies with excessive or unjustified premium exchanges may not be able to participate in the new health insurance exchanges. This is amazing stuff, folks. This is, in my judgment, revolutionary, considering that no other president has been able to accomplish what so many people in this country absolutely yearn for, and that is access to a healthcare system that will enable them to take care of themselves and their children and their families. That is the critical part of this. Now, look, I'm not going to dignify that attempted slur of the Affordable Health Care Act by some Republicans. They refer to it as Obamacare. It is called the Affordable Health Care Act, and it attempts to accomplish what the name implies, making health care affordable for millions of Americans. Now, of course, Mitt Romney has vowed to repeal the Affordable Health Care Act. First of all, let me just say this. Mitt Romney has no core. He equivocates and obfuscates on absolutely every issue that is placed before him. He never gives a straight answer or a concise answer to any question. And this is one of the reasons why he is averse to taking questions from real reporters, in my judgment. And the only thing that this man has been able to do up to this point is to distort the president's positions. He utilizes talking points full of distortions, full of half-truths, and in many instances, to be honest with you, outright lies. I know you're listening to this and you say, well, Ron Holland, what lies are you talking about? Well, the biggest and most outlandish lie with respect to this legislation is the suggestion that the president was intentionally and purposely trying to hurl us into some kind of socialist country. That's a huge lie. That's all. He's a socialist. That's what we heard all throughout the debate. And the second big lie is the idea that the president rammed this legislation through Congress without input from the Republicans. Now, the folks in that party, these folks spit in the face of President Obama when he made efforts, many, many efforts, to seek their input on a broad range, a bevy of issues. They slapped back his hand at every single turn and did everything to stymie passage of the Affordable Health Care Act. President Obama exhausted every avenue to be bipartisan. They rejected him at every turn. And after 2 years of castigating what Obama-bashing bigots call Obamacare, the Supreme Court, with Justice John Roberts writing the legal opinion that upholds the constitutionality of the Affordable Health Care Act, we have now seen that there indeed can be bipartisanship, even if it includes the Supreme Court in the White House. And so I'm absolutely elated. But Mitt Romney vows to repeal it, despite the act having been written and mirrored after his own health care law in Massachusetts.
And so this is now a time for the American people to make a choice. You can choose whether you want to have a larger and larger government, more and more intrusive in your life, separating you and your doctor, whether you're comfortable with more deficits, higher debt that we pass on to the coming generations, whether you're willing to have the government put in place a plan that potentially causes you to lose the insurance that you like, or whether instead you want to return to a time when the American people will have their own choice in health care, where consumers will be able to make their choices as to what kind of health insurance they want. This is a time of choice for the American people. Our mission is clear. If we want to get rid of Obamacare, we're going to have to replace President Obama. My mission is to make sure we do exactly that, that we return to the American people the privilege they've always had to live their lives in the way they feel most appropriate, where we don't pass on to coming generations massive deficits and debt, where we don't have a setting where jobs are lost. If we want good jobs and a bright economic future for ourselves and for our kids, we must replace Obamacare. That is my mission, that is our work, and I'm asking the people of America to join me. If you don't want the course that President Obama has put us on, if you want instead a course that the founders envisioned, then join me in this effort. Help us. Help us defeat Obamacare. Help us defeat the liberal agenda that makes government too big, too intrusive, and that's killing jobs across this great country. Thank you so much.
Hypocrisy abounds in this man. He has no core. Mitt Romney will do absolutely anything to get elected, including appealing to the extremist elements of the GOP, including verbal gymnastics around the fact that he supported an individual mandate in Massachusetts, his own health care legislation. I want you to listen to the stark difference in demeanor and tone of President Obama. There is a sense of hope, a sense of optimism, assurance that the American people can always and will triumph over any obstacle and tackle the big issues with the greatness that undergirds this country of ours. Listen to President Obama.
Earlier today, the Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act, the name of the health care reform we passed 2 years ago. In doing so, they've reaffirmed a fundamental principle that here in America, in the wealthiest nation on earth, no illness or accident should lead to any family's financial ruin. I know there will be a lot of discussion today about the politics of all this, about who won and who lost. That's how these things tend to be viewed here in Washington. But that discussion completely misses the point. Whatever the politics, today's decision was a victory for people all over this country whose lives will be more secure because of this law and the Supreme Court's decision to uphold it. And because this law has a direct impact on so many Americans, I want to take this opportunity to talk about exactly what it means for you. First, if you're one of the more than 250 million Americans who already have health insurance, you will keep your health insurance. This law will only make it more secure and more affordable. Insurance companies can no longer impose lifetime limits on the amount of care you receive. They can no longer discriminate against children with pre-existing conditions. They can no longer drop your coverage if you get sick. They can no longer jack up your premiums without reason. They are required to provide free preventive care like checkups and mammograms, a provision that's already helped 54 million Americans with private insurance. And by this August, nearly 13 million of you will receive a rebate from your insurance company because it spent too much on things like administrative costs and CEO bonuses and not enough on your health care. There's more. Because of the Affordable Care Act, young adults under the age of 26 are able to stay on their parents' health care plans, a provision that's already helped 6 million young Americans. And because of the Affordable Care Act, seniors receive a discount on their prescription drugs, a discount that's already saved more than 5 million seniors on Medicare about $600 each. All of this is happening because of the Affordable Care Act. These provisions provide common sense protections for middle-class families, and they enjoy broad popular support. And thanks to today's decision, all of these benefits and protections will continue for Americans who already have health insurance. Now, if you're one of the 30 million Americans who don't yet have health insurance, starting in 2014, this law will offer you an array of quality, affordable private health insurance plans to choose from. Each state will take the lead in designing their own menu of options. And if states can come up with even better ways of covering more people at the same quality and cost, this law allows them to do that too. And I've asked Congress to help speed up that process and give states this flexibility in year one. Once states set up these health insurance marketplaces, known as exchanges, insurance companies will no longer be able to discriminate against any American with a pre-existing health condition.
Now that's presidential. That's the mark of a leader. That's the mark of a man who aims high, who achieves goals, and soars above the partisanship and rancor of his political rivals. I want to address this last thing, and that is personal responsibility. And let's be clear, the premise of the individual mandate is to ensure that enough people are participating in a wide enough pool to help drive down the cost of health care. In that vein, it's the responsibility of every able-bodied American to purchase their own health care instead of passing off the cost to taxpayers. And as it stands now, when an uninsured person goes to the emergency room for whatever ailment, the cost of that visit is passed along to taxpayers. And I've heard figures that suggest that for every visit of a non-insured person to the ER, the cost is about $1,500, and that's passed along to taxpayers in the form of higher premiums. But with the Affordable Health Care Act, those costs are reduced to half. Now, here's the point. There's a personal responsibility to purchase health insurance coverage on everybody's part. And in the instance where affordability is an issue, particularly for individuals in the lower income brackets, there are subsidies available as well as Medicare and Medicaid that assist people in this situation. And for those opting out of the system, say people earning $50,000 to $75,000, in my judgment, they can afford some kind of coverage, especially if the pool is expanded that helps drive down costs. If these people opt out and pay the fine, good. But just be mindful that these individuals, if they require some medical attention and visit the emergency room, they are a perfect example of the drag on the system because the taxpayer has to foot the bill. This is called uncompensated care, giving free health care through emergency room visitation. They called it free riders. Mitt Romney called it free riders. The Republicans who fashioned this kind of individual mandate call individuals who prefer to go to the emergency room rather than purchasing their own health insurance, they called them free riders. And this was adopted by the Affordable Health Care Act, that you have an individual responsibility to purchase your own health care. These costs are passed to the taxpayers. And I want to be clear about this. These costs are passed to the taxpayers. And this is not a tax on every American, by the way. This is imposed on people who refuse to take the personal responsibility of their own health care needs. And it is important to remember, if you're an individual or family that require assistance because you earn below the poverty line, there will be subsidies offered to help meet the costs of health care under this system. It's not free health care. Everybody will have to pay into the system. Everyone will have to make the sacrifice to ensure that we're all helping to drive down healthcare costs and helping to ensure that all Americans are covered. Now, I would have preferred a single-payer system, I would have preferred a public option that will have forced private insurance companies to compete with a government-run system. But we have neither. And right now, we have to work within the framework and the parameters of the system we have until we can muster the courage to pass a system or erect a system where every single American has health care. We're going to take a quick break. When I return, I'll wrap up the show. This is Ron Holland on Praise 100.9. We'll be back in a moment. Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. Again, I am certainly elated that the Supreme Court has upheld the Affordable Health Care Act. Despite all the wrangling in Washington, D.C., despite the rancor and vitriol that will be hurled at President Obama and even Chief Justice Roberts, it is in my opinion and my judgment that this is something that the American people need and absolutely yearn for. We will now be able to cover 32 million additional Americans, and hopefully one day we'll get to a system, a single payer system, that would allow every single American to be covered. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. Also, I'd like to invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.